We begin Be'ezer Hashem, Yud Be'ez Amar Aleph, by the two dots. This is now going back to the Mishnah, then in the Mishnah. Refresh our memories, the Mishnah began Shivas Yomim Koidim Yom HaKippurim, 7 days before Yom Kippur, Rafisha Kohen Gadol Mi Beisai. We separate the Kohen Gadol to prepare himself for the Avodah Yom HaKippurim to a special chamber, Lishkas Barhedrin. That's what we do. We learn this out from, learned it out even to Machlekes, two different places we learned the source of this halacha from. Either it was from the Yimei Miluim, those 7 days where also Aaron was separated to prepare himself, being the Kohen Gadol, for the Yom HaShmini, the day that one day he was going to serve, the day of his inauguration as Kohen Gadol. And we have a drasha in the Pasuk that you have to do that in a different instance, in a different time and situation, and that is Yom HaKippurim. And we have another drasha also for the Kohen that serve as Hapara. The other place to learn it was from Har Sinai. The Moshe Rabbeinu separated himself before that awesome day of going up on the mountain, separated himself for 6 days. So really only six on the Darais if you learn from that Limud. And the seventh, we do the Seriah said, you added for a Tumah, Midrabbanan. That was the Gemara. Then the Mishnah says, "Umaskin lo kohen achar tachtav." You also prepare somebody just in case. Shema yara by psul. Maybe the kohen gadol will become puzzled, won't be able to do the avodah. Rashi said either he's going to have a tumah of keri, right, or shar tumah that will prevent him from coming to the Beis Hamikdash. You'll have to have somebody else ready on deck to do the avodah shem kibur. A backup kohen gadol. The problem the Gemara is going to address right here at the outset is that we had a Gemara earlier in Daf Dalet and Beis. We're doing a quick chazara of some of the blot that we learned over the last few months. The Gemara in Daf Dalet and Beis said that if you learn it from the Miluim, so then we had a machloikis that do you say kol hakosav bahen ma'akev bahen? Or Dovar Ma'akav L'Doyres Ma'akav Bahen. Shein Ma'akav L'Doyres Ein Ma'akav Bahen. What does that mean? So the one opinion held that Kol HaKosav Bahen, anything that it states in the Parsha by the Miluim, is Ma'akav. And as anything that you're missing over there, whether the clothing he has to wear, or how many days he had to be separated, if he would not do that, it would be puzzle. It would invalidate his preparation for the Yimei HaShmini. Well, the other opinion held, no, that stummy that would be ma'akav l'dayrei, sending that would be crucial and would invalidate had you not had it. Even for future generations, then that also would invalidate by the miluim. But something that wouldn't, would not invalidate by the miluim either. The Gemara says, where would be a case like that? And what's the nafkamina? And the Gemara in Daf Hei Amar Aleph actually brought four different nafkaminas. We had four different opinions. We had Rabbi Yosef, we had Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Papa, and Ravina, each describing a different scenario, a different halacha of something that in future generations would not be an impediment to invalidate a particular avodah of a kohen or a kohen gadol, and therefore would not be ma'akev even far by the miluim. Okay? One of those cases were the last one being Ravina. Ravina said, again, we're just taking us back to Daf Hei Amar Aleph. Ravina said that the Riboy Shiva Umeshicha Shiva Ikebeinai. Why? If you're of the opinion that whatever it says and stated in the Parsha by the Miluim must be adhered to, and if not, it invalidates it. So it says over there that he has to wear the ribui begodim, namely the 8 articles of clothing that a kohen gadol wears. And if you would have less than the 8, it would invalidate it. And he also, Aaron HaKohen, had to be anointed with the special shemen ha mishkan. He had to be anointed with the special oil. So if you say whatever it says in the parsha must be done, if you don't have it, it's invalid. However, the Gemara says, if you say it's only something that would be an impediment for future generations, this would not be ma'akiv, this would not invalidate if you would not have ribui begodim and mishicha. Meaning, lechatchila, when you want to inaugurate a kohen gadol, what you have to do is two things. Number one, you have to anoint him with that special oil. You pour it on his forehead and it's supposed to drip down onto his face and his beard. And he also has to wear the Shmeinei Begadim. That's what has to be done. The Gemara we hear on Daf Hey says that we have a pasuk Shivas Yomim Yilboshom Hakoyein Tachtam Ibanov. In other words, even for future generations, not only Aaron but his sons after him will have to wear the 8 begodim if they want to be inaugurated to become a Koyein Godol. And also he has to be Nimshach. You have Shem Ramishcha and Yimalei Asyodei. The Gemara said that really, in reality, even if you would only have one day of the anointing of the oil, and you didn't have it every one of the 7 days, and even if you only had one day when the Kohen Gadol wore the extra begadim, all 8 clothing, it's enough. 7 days of begadim, 1 day of oil. 7 days of oil, 1 day of clothing, it's enough. The truth of the matter is, we say even 1 day of one of them is enough. Now how exactly does that happen? It's crucial to get this introduction for our Gemara here. In other words, we're discussing it. How do you inaugurate a Kohen Gadol to become a Kohen Gadol? To have the status of a Kohen Gadol. And here we have a little bit interesting machlokes, the Rambam and the Raavad, and we should keep it in mind as we do the Gemara. It's a machlokes in Hilchos Klei HaMikdosh V'Ha'ovdim Bo. Perek Dalid, Halacha Yud Gimel. Listen to what the Rambam says. Ketzad Marben Oisei BeBegodim. How do we accomplish this, what we call Ribui Begodim? How do we accomplish this din that the Kohen Gadol has to have extra clothing, you know, there's all 8 Begodim, in order for him to be considered a valid Kohen Gadol? Says the Rambam like this. Loivei Shmoinei Begodim, he puts on the 8 clothing, Upoishton, and he takes them off. And he puts it on again tomorrow. And he does this for 7 consecutive days. For 7 days, he puts on the clothing, takes off the clothing. He puts on the clothing, takes off the clothing. Shenemar, Shivas Yomim, Yilboshem HaKoyen Tachtim. In 7 days, you should clothe the Koyen who is a descendant of Aaron. Or Hashem Shiriba Begodim Shiva, Kach Mashiach B'Shemen Shiva, Yoyim Acha Yoyim. You put on the clothing for 7 days, put it on, take it off. Put it on, take it off. And the Shemen HaMishch is the same. Put on the oil 1 day, put on the oil the second day, the third day, fourth day, 7 days straight. After that, what is he? He's a Kohen Gadol. He's ready now to serve in the capacity of a Kohen Gadol. What do you see from the Rambam that is not necessary to do? The Rambam doesn't say you have to do anything. All you have to do is wear the clothing. In other words, do you have to wear the clothing and actually do an avodah? Do you have to do some service? Maybe you have to bring a karba, maybe you have to sprinkle the blood, maybe you have to clear off the ashes, do you have to do anything? No, the Rambam says you don't have to. What the Rambam does say is, I continue with this halacha, v'im avad koydim sheyisraba b'begodim kol shiva, if he actually did perform one of the services before he had 7 complete days of putting on clothing, oy koydim sheyimcha kol shiva avedosek sheira, b'di'eved 1 day is enough. And as b'di'eved, even just wearing it one time or being anointed one time is sufficient, and then he can do the avodah. But l'katchila, what does the Rambam require in order to become a Kohen Gadol? 7 days of clothing and shem mishka. Now you're ready to be a Kohen Gadol. Says the Raavad. Nirim midvarav. It seems from the Rambam that yomim shaharibe v'amishicha bohen loyhayoived. The days that actually are part of the 7 that he puts on the clothing and puts on the oil, he doesn't do any avoda. He says veinzem in achochma. He says there's no wisdom in that. Why should he not work? He should have to put on the clothing and actually work. That will inaugurate him to become a kohen gadol. So the Raavad says no. He actually has to do work. Rashi on the Afei Amar Aleph also would seem to hold like the Raavad. Rashi says, "Ribu Shiva sheyishamesh kohen gadol Shiva yomim ritzufim." For 7 days, he will serve in the capacity of a kohen, but now a kohen gadol, being that he has the extra begodim on him. That's what the Ravat says. The Ravat says maybe for serving as the capacity of a kohen gadol on Yom HaKippurim, for that you would need 7 particular days and the 7 consecutive days before he's ready to serve in that capacity. But to be a kohen gadol, it could be he was appointed to be a kohen gadol. It could be before Pesach. Right? He has another 6 months till Yom HaKippurim. So says the Ravat, let him put on for 7 days, let him put on the 8 clothing and serve in whatever a kohen would do, he should do. And then once he's done 7 days of wearing the clothing and he's now he's ready to be a kohen gadol. So in the same, the machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravat.
How does the Ravat justify his doing avoda for 7 days when he doesn't have a chalos kohen gadol? I mean, is a regular kohen hedyot allowed to just put on the begadim?
Very good. So I'm not sure if you were here for the shiur and daf hey with Aleph. You remember the Reb Chaim we spoke out? I mean, could be you weren't here then. Okay. So Reb Chaim in the stencil wants to explain this machlokes between the Rambam and the Ravat, and indeed he said the Ravat holds that he has no right as a kohen hedyot to wear the begadim, right? But since he's initiating himself into becoming kohen gadol, so he's allowed to wear the begadim. Otherwise, it may be a problem because some of the clothing are kalayim. We had that the whole discussion: how can he wear kalayim? So since he's doing it in the capacity of
becoming
a kohen gadol, so he's allowed to wear it. But since it has to be the raiva with all, it has to be only b'shas avoda. And as if it's b'shas avoda while he's doing an avoda, while he's doing one of the particular avodas in the base of Mikdash, then it's not considered a problem of levishas kalayim, and that's why he would hold that. That's what he wanted. Chaim wanted to explain that. That's the machlokes in the Rambam and the Ravat, and Rashi holds like the Ravat. Now let's go to Daf Yud Beis. Now we're ready to start. With this introduction, we're ready to start. Says the Gemara, we appoint another kohen in case the first one becomes puzzle. So the Gemara says, Pshita, that would be simple. That on the halacha would be that Irabai Pasul, Kaidim Tamishal Shachar, if the Kohen Gadol, Yud Bezim Aleph, at the two dots, if the Kohen Gadol became puzzle before the Tamid Shal Shachar, and as before the first Avoida done in the Beis HaMikdash in the morning, then Mechan Chenoisei B'Tamid Shal Shachar. In other words, the Gemara is bothered with what we've been talking about until now. How do you initiate the new Kohen to be a Kohen Gadol? You can't just say, okay, you're a Kohen Gadol. No, it takes Chinuch to become a Kohen Gadol. There's a din to be Mechanichin to be a Kohen Gadol. How do you do that? How you mechanic somebody to be a kohen gadol?
Well, depends what you're asking.
What we just saw in the Gemara before. Okay. What does it take to become a kohen gadol?
7 days of wearing.
7 days of wearing the begadim and being anointed with the Shemen HaMishkan. Good. So here our backs up against the wall. We're talking about he was just called into duty because the kohen gadol became puzzle. Fine, but you need to do something. What's the minimum amount you have to do? One of those things. So why not anoint him with the Shemen HaMishka? Good kasha.
Because then you'll have more than one kohen gadol at the same time.
No. The first kohen is puzzle. He's out. He's out. Just because someone used the Shemen HaMishka. Very good.
But that's the end of the process. You need the 7 days though.
But the end, one time, one day is enough. Right? So why don't you do Shemen HaMishka? On that, the Tosfos Yeshanim answers, because we're talking about the Bayis Sheni over here.
Right.
And in the Bayis Sheni, Lehoi Shemen HaMishka, because Yeshio HaMelech hid it away. It's a Gemara later, we'll learn it later. He hid it away at the end of the first base on Mikdash. They didn't have Shemen HaMishka. So all they're left with, in order to initiate, inaugurate, a Kohen Gadol, to become a status of a Kohen Gadol, to have that din of a Kohen Gadol is, you got to put on the Shemayna Begadim. So, where's the Shemayna Begadim? Says the Gemara that if the first kohen became possible before the Tamid Shal Shachar, then you are mechanech this new kohen gadol b'Tamid Shal Shachar. You put on the Shemayna Begadim, and he then performs the avodah of the Tamid Shal Shachar. So what do you have? He wore the 8 Begadim, and he has done some service. He's a kohen gadol. He has the sign. Now the rest of the day, he's good to become a kohen gadol. But the b'di'evad, only one day is needed. One time is needed. But the b'di'evad, you're okay. Elo, but the Gemara says, Ira by Psul Acher, Tomei Shol Shachar. But what happens if the Kohen Gadol becomes Psul after the Tomei Shol Shachar? Then how could we be mechanic? How could we train him into? In other words, how could we give him the status of becoming a Kohen Gadol? He's not going to have anything to do because you already started the Yom HaKippurim service. Let's explain a little bit better. Rashi explains, why is the difference before the Tomei Shol Shachar, after the Tomei Shol Shachar? So really the Gemara says this, but Rashi explains it, that if the Kohen Gadol became Pasul right in the morning or at night, so the first Avodah that's done in the morning is the Tomei Shol Shachar, right? So you put on the 8 Begadim for this new Kohen Gadol, the one who was the substitute, and then he does the Tomei Shol Shachar. Now you can ask a question. What do you mean, does how was he allowed to do the Tomei Shol Shachar in the first place? He never became a Kohen Gadol.
Once he put on the Begadim, if you say that's one day is enough, so he puts on the Begadim, then he's capable of doing it.
So if you hold like the Rambam, then all you need is just the Levisha Shemayin Begadim, all you have to do is wear the Begadim, and you can just take them off even. So the mere fact that he wears the Begadim, that's sufficient. You don't need anything more. Okay, you're now a Kohen Gadol. We now pronounce you Kohen Gadol. Now go do the Avodah. What's the first Avodah? Tomei Shol Shachar. However, what if you hold like the Ravid, that actually in order to become a Kohen Gadol, you have to wear the Begadim and do Avodah. So Rashi takes care, and Rashi says that his first Avodah that will be mechanech with is the Tomei Shol Shachar. Why is that good enough? So here we spoke out something, I think in the first shiur when we did the Mishnah, we said there's a machlokes rishonim, whether on Yom HaKippurim does the Kohen Gadol have to do every avoda of that day, even the ones that are done on a normal basis every day, or it's not necessary for the Kohen Gadol to do every one. The Kohen Gadol must do the ones that are unique to Yom HaKippurim. But let's say the other avodas, let's say clearing away the ashes, or bringing the Tomei Shol Shachar, or other things that are done on a daily basis, which usually a Kohen had yet to do, does the Kohen Gadol must have to do that or not? It's a machlokes rishonim. From this Rashi, Rabbi Yashiv is medayik this. From this Rashi, you see that Rashi is of the opinion, like the Ritva, that a Kohen Gadol does not have to do every single Avodah on Yom Kippur. All he has to do is the ones that are specifically unique to Yom HaKippurim. The other ones, if he wants, he can. Or if he wants, he can have a different Kohen do it. So since it is not necessary for him to do the Tomei Shol Shachar, so it works out beautifully. If the Kohen Gadol becomes Pasul before the Tomei Shol Shachar, so you have the Tomei Shol Shachar, which is a regular Avodah to do, you put on the 8 clothing, he does the Tomei Shol Shachar, which is not something that he necessarily has to do, and after that, he's good to go as a Kohen Gadol. But the Gemara's kasha is, but if the Tomei Shol Shachar was done already, and now the Kohen Gadol becomes Pasul, so now, how are you going to be mechanech? How are you going to initiate and inaugurate the new Kohen to become a Kohen Gadol? Putting on the clothing are not enough, according to Rashi and the Ravid. So what are you going to do? That's the Gemara's kasha. What Avodah should he do?
Bring the ashes.
They're done already. Finished.
More ashes. Bring another carbon.
Just bring an extra carbon.
Not for the day, but aren't there like carbon ashes?
No. Yom Kippurim is very specific. You know, there's the set ones to do, and then there's the ones of Yom Kippur. But that's too late. He has to start right away with the and as if before he can't start being the Kohen Gadol for the day until he does some avodah.
But there's no other carbon that you can bring as a elective carbon on.
Nah, so just like that.
The way he became the first one that became Muslim, why don't you do this the day before?
Why don't you anticipate that you're putting aside another Kohen Gadol? Now, we mentioned earlier in the Gemara that when you see Hafrasha of 7 days is not Ma'akiv. How do you know? Because this Kohen on deck doesn't have Hafrasha for 7 days. And as we don't make him to go through the whole regiment of the actual Kohen, because it's only maybe he'll become Pasul. We have him on deck just in case. They may have learned the halachas, but in terms of going through the whole procedure, that we don't do. That we don't do.
Like a Taurus. Does it
could be, by the way, maybe it's not just to shouldn't bother with him, but it could be, like you said before, it could be you can't have two Kriyanim Gedolim. So it's impossible to do before the first Kriyan becomes invalid, becomes possible. Now you need to walk Kriyan Gedolim, one Kriyan Gedolim at a time. So now you're stuck. Now what do you do? Can't do 7 days. Okay, but do one day. But you need to do Avodah. So what Avodah do you do once the Ketamei Shoshachar was done? What do you do? The Keteris? Again, but that's something that pertains only to Yom HaKippurim, that it brings the Keteris into the Kedesh Kedoshim. That he can't do before he has the status of a Kohen Gadol.
So when he's ready for the next job, he'll become Kohen Gadol.
Again, it can't be a job that would be only specific to Yom HaKippurim.
Oh, you can't be inaugurated on a Yom Kippur deal. You got to be...
Right, that's what Rashi's saying. Okay. All right, okay, good. It's late at night. I understand. Okay, good. Says the Gemara like this. Omar Abad Barava. You know how he becomes inaugurated? Ba'avnate. The way Rashi explains this, Ba'avnate, with the belt. Meaning to say that Rav Ada Bar Ava is of the opinion that really you don't have to do a whole procedure to make sure that he becomes a Kohen Gadol with the 8 begodim and do the Avodah. This is Rav Ada Bar Ava's opinion. That you don't have to do. What you have to do is you have to have some, what Rashi calls a hecker. You have to have something that's noticeable to distinguish him from an ordinary kohen that he was 5 minutes ago to his new status as Kohen Gadol. So what's going to show the people, what's going to be apparent on him that he has now changed his status? On that the Gemara says, Ba'avnate, because the belt that he was going to wear now will be different. Why? Because the belt that a kohen hedyut wears normally, in this opinion, is made out of klayim. It's made out of both tcheles and linen, wool and linen. But the begodim that a kohen gadol wears throughout the kippah service is only the 4 begodim, called the big day lavan. It's only the 4 begodim, right? And that avnate is made out of only linen. He does not wear the klayim on Yom Kippur. So the mere fact that he changed from before, and he was a Kohen Hedyit, who also wears 4 begodim, but his avnate is made out of klayim. He takes that belt off and puts on a new belt made out of only linen. Now we see he has a different status. Because he's now no more a Kohen Hedyit, he's now a Kohen Gadol. Says the Gemara, "Honi chlamandama avnei deshol kain gadol zehu avnei deshol kain hedyut." That's very good if you are of the opinion that this kain gadol's belt is the same material as the kain hedyut's belt, namely kalayim. So that means the whole year round, the kain hedyut wears a belt made out of kalayim. The kain gadol all year round wears a belt made out of kalayim. When do you wear only a linen belt? Only a Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippurim. So now that's a change. That's something noticeable. That's the hacker. That's very good. But if you're of the opinion, we're going to have actually this machlekes on the Amud Beis. If you're of the opinion that the Kohen Gadol's belt was klayim, but the Kohen Hedyut's belt all year round was non-klayim, so he was a Kohen Hedyut till now, his belt was made out of
non-kalayim.
And now he's wearing as a Kohen Gadol on the Yom Kippur, also non-kalayim. Right? Because the 4 begodim are not kalayim. It's made out of linen. So there's no noticeable change in the Kohen Gadol. Well, you realize also, by the way, that if someone was asking before, why not put on the 8 begodim and then do the Avodah, right? Again, for the Avodah of Yom Kippur, he's going to wear the big day love, and he's going to wear the 4 begodim, not the 8. But we need him to wear the 8 and do something according to the Ravid just in order to have the status of a Kohen Gadol.
How does the Ravid get around this? The Ravid says you have to actually do something. He's thinking about the clothing. So according to the Ravid, the belt wouldn't be enough. He'd have to also do something else.
So again, we're saying Rav Ada Bar Ava will say that for this Kohen, who's only basically a one-day Kohen Gadol, it's enough to just make that hecker.
Because he disagrees with the Ravid.
No, the Ravid's talking. The Ravid's talking about a regular Kohen Gadol who's going to be a permanent. He's going to be in that office permanently, okay, until he dies in the second Bayis Sheni, right? The Bayis Sheni until he dies. He'll be permanently in that office. Oh, so permanently in the office that you have to go through the whole regimen. Okay. Says the Gemara, it's not the same, so there's no noticeable distinguishing factor between the two. Michael, maybe we're going to say, Omer Abaye, Loivesh Shmoine, so he wears the 8 begodim, mahapich bitzinayra, and he turns over bitzinayra with an iron fork. Okay, with a the long fork, he goes over to the carbon shel shachar, the tamid shel shachar, that limb that that's limbs are still burning on the coals on top of the mizbeach, and he pokes one of them, and he just flips over a piece of meat, a limb, and Rashi says by there, by doing that, he hastens the cooking or burning of that piece of meat, that limb, that's considered an avodah. So we found the netzah. Found the Neitzah. So here's what happened. Everything's going well. The whole night the Kohen Gadol stayed up. Comes the morning, does the Tamid Shel Shachar. Boom! All of a sudden, he says, Rabbi Isai, the people who are with him, his entourage, I became puzzled. I must leave now. And he leaves. We didn't do Kohen Gadol. Alright, we have one on deck. Baruch Hashem, we prepared it beforehand. How do you initiate him? Says Abai, put the eight begadim on him. Let him go over with a fork and turn over a limb. That's an avodah. Now take off the clothing, put on the floor, and he's ready to go for the rest of the day. Says Abai, how do I know that turning over a limb to help it burn quicker is considered an avodah? Says the Gemara, Uchid Rav Huna. The Amar Rav Huna, because Rav Huna said, Zar Shahapach Betzinaira, if a non-Kayan goes and overturns a limb on the Mizbeach, Chayiv Misa. Chayiv Misa must be that's an Avaida. If that's an Avaida to be Chayiv Misa for a Yisrael who does it, it's certainly valid to be an Avaida to be a Kayan God, will become a Kayan God. Yeah, Zachariah?
That the first Kohen became Puff, he said, I became Puff.
Right.
After he, and he just put it on, put the comedy on, and then became puzzled, or said,
yeah.
Or put it on and said, oh, 20 minutes ago I became puzzled.
Nah, he just
right then.
Yeah, otherwise that would, the avoid he did would be puzzled.
Right.
Yeah, so right then it became puzzled.
So how did that happen?
How did it happen? Either he saw Kerry right then.
Well,
no, while coming down the ramp. Or to was touched by a sheretz. Right?
Yeah.
So, we mentioned the Gemara that says that there was a nace that Kohen never saw carry the base image. We said sometimes not only in the first base Hamikdash that nace occurred. So therefore we had to prepare some other Kohen for the second base Hamikdash. Okay, so we have Ravada Barabbas Teretz that all you need is the changing in a belt. And that only works if you hold the belt of a Kohen Ed that was Kliyim and now it's changed to a linen belt. We have Abayas Teretz that he wears the Shemayna Begadim and he also does some avodah. Some avodah. And here, this is a question on the Rambam's Shita. Because the Rambam holds that in order to become a Kohen, all you need is to put on the eight begadim. So Abaya, once you tell me you're putting on the eight begadim, so just you're done. Take him off and now do the avodah. What do you have to find? Some avodah. Oh, turn over the limb. Yeah. What do you need that for? So this is a big kasha that they ask on the lot of Acharonim ask on the Rambam, and not so simple what the Teretz is.
And what if there's not any more avodah to do? What if the Shlom is all done?
Well, that's what the Gemara is asking. What do you do after the Tamid Shel Shachar? Okay, so we found him something to do. Yeah.
If it burns up, then you can't do the turning. There's nothing there.
Right. Yeah. Correct.
You're back to your score.
That's right. Rav Papa Amar, Papa has another Teretz. Avodosoi mechanchosoi. The mere fact that he does avodah is enough to inaugurate and initiate him into being a Kohen Gadol. And here again, what we spoke out, and this is the Rishonim speak out, Rav Papa only says this on a temporary Kohen Gadol. On a Kohen Gadol who's going to be permanent in that position, he needs the eight begadim, lachatchila 7 days, lachatchila shemar amishcha 7 days, b'diavad one time, but also with normal avodah. And as the eight begadim plus an avodah before you're ready to become a Kohen Gadol for Yom Kippurim. However, in this case, which is like sort of an emergency situation, where only he's going to only be a Kohen Gadol for one day, it's enough to be mechanechim just with the avodah itself. In other words, that's what the Rav Papa is saying, no more is needed because of that. If you look at Rashi, and some Acharonim learned that way, the Shagasai and the Gevuras Hari learned that way, and I think that's what Rashi is saying, that it's only because this is an avodah Yom Kippurim, so that makes it special. The fact that that itself, if you look at the top Rashi, avodah Yom Kippurim atzma, and this person does it, that can initiate him into being a Kohen Gadol. What's his proof? Says Rav Papa, Milay Tanya. Did we not learn that Kol HaKelim Sha'asa Moshe? When Moshe Rabbeinu by the Mishkan made all of the necessary Kelim for the Mishkan, how did he make them Kodesh? How did he initiate them into becoming Klei Sha'aretz? Mishichasim Mekadeshasim. He anointed them with the oil and by there enabled them to become Klei Sha'aretz. Mikan Ve'elech. But after that point, when they needed a new keli, one of them broke, one of them became puzzled, when they needed a new keli, what would you do? Avodasa mechanchasan. The mere fact that you start using it already inaugurates it into becoming a kli sharis. And we know that Rashi brings it, Vayim shachem vayikadesh oisam, you anoint them and be mekadesh them, sanctify the kelim. Oisam, the first kelim have to be sanctified, but after that, all you do is start working with them and that's sufficient. Now, we're going to go back to the discussion we just said before about the Avnei Shel Kohen Gadol. Is the belt of the Kohen Gadol made out of the belt of a Kohen Hedyot that he wears all year round, is that made out of Klayim or not Klayim? And here we're going to have a little discussion for the next half of the Amud here. Kiyasi Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came up to Eretz Yisrael, up to Babel rather, Omar, he said, Avneta Shel Kohen Hedyot, Rebbe of Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon. Is a machlokes between Rebbe and Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon. Chad Omar, one of them says, that Shel Klayim, that the Kohen Hedyot's belt was made out of Klayim. V'chad Omar, Shel Butz, it was made out of linen. What is the material that the Kohen Hedyot's Avnet belt is made out of? Says the Gemara, Testayim, we can prove the Rebbe who Domar Shel Klayim. We could seem to prove that Rebbe is of the opinion that it was made out of Kalayim. Why? The Sani we learned in Hebrew saying Ben Kohen Hedyot, look, Ein Ben Kohen Gadol Kohen Hedyot, Ela Avnet. The only difference between a Kohen Gadol and a Kohen Hedyot is the belt. Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe Elazar Reb Shimon Eimer, Afloi Avnet. No, there's no difference even between them in the Avnet. It's all the same. Now, says the Gemara Amos, what are you saying that there's no difference between a Kohen Gadol and a Kohen Hedyot? Or the only difference between them is the belt?
What about the extra four begadim?
Yeah. What about the extra four begadim? It's a clear difference. Says the Gemara. If you're talking about all year round, Tuva Ikka, there's many more differences. Kohen Gadol Mishamish Bishmoina and the Hedyot Barba. The Kohen Gadol wears 8 begadim every day of the year when he does the Avodah, and the Kohen only wears 4. El Olav must be B'Yom HaKippurim. Why? Because on Yom HaKippurim, the Kohen Gadol only wears the 4 begadim. So must be on Yom Kippur. Is there any difference between the clothing that the Kohen Gadol wears and the clothing that the Kohen Hedyot wears? Is there any difference? He's wearing 4, he's wearing 4. It's the same 4. It's the same 4. Right? Rashi points out what they are. The ksoines, the tunic, mechnasayim, the pants, and snafis, the hat, v'avnet, and the belt. So them arguing, is there any difference between a Kohen Gadol and a Kohen Hedyot on the clothing that they wear on Yom Kippur? Says Rebbe, yeah, the belt is different. Why? Because all year round the belt of a Kohen Hedyot is Kalayim. And on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol's belt is only linen. So must be that's the difference. Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon says no difference at all. Must be Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon says the Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Hedyot's belt all year round is non-Kalayim material. So there we have a machlokes. Rebbe says it is Kalayim, the Kohen Hedyot's belt. Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon says not. Says the Gemara Amri, they said, Loi, it's not true. Don't prove to them. Loi, Lomai, could say, B'shai, May Sashana. Really, the machlokes is going all year round. What's the difference between the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Hedyot? Uvahanech the Shavin. But how can a Rebbe say the only difference between them is the belt? Aye, the Kohen Gadol has 4 extra begodim. Says the Gemara, no, the Shavin. Meaning, in the things, in the articles of clothing that they are similar in.
Just the number? Are you saying the numerical number?
No, in the articles that they both have. They both have hats.
Right.
They both have the Knesayim pants. They both have belts. And they both have shirts. In that, the only difference between them is the Kohen Hedyot wearing Klayim and the Kohen Gadol is wearing only linen. So you could say it's talking about Shai Mois Hashanah. Kiyasa Ravin. Ravin is going to say the same thing, but he's going to say it actually explicitly. Omar, he says, Avneta Shai Kohen Gadol Be'yam Kiburim. When you're talking about the belt of the Kohen Gadol Be'yam Kibur Divri HaKoel Shel Butz, everybody agrees that it has to be made out of pure linen. B'shayim Mois Hashanah, and the whole year round, Divri HaKoel Shel Klayim. Everyone agrees that the Kohen Hedyit, sorry, the Kohen Gadol wears Klayim, his belt. The Kohen Hedyit's belt all year round and Yom Kippur. Shirebi Yom Mishal Klayim. Reb Lezer Reb Shimon Yom Mishal Butz. So here we say again, Rebbe clearly holds that the Kohen Hedyit's belt was made out of Klayim, both all year round and on Yom Kippur. The Kohen Gadol, all year round was Klayim, but on Yom Kippur was linen. So basically, the Kohen Gadol had a special belt for Yom Kippur that was a non-Klayim belt, it was only made out of linen. Okay. Fine. Amram Nachma Yitzchok, Afanana Mitanina. He says, I know the same thing that Rebbe holds that the belt that a Kohen Hedyit wore all year round was Klayim. Why? Because it says like this. The Pasuk says in Parashas Tzav, V'lovash HaKoyein Midoi Vad. The Kohen will wear his clothing, his shirt of bad of linen. U'michnasei Vad, and pants of linen. Yilbash Al Basarai. So it says twice in that Pasuk that he should be clothed with. V'lovash HaKoyein Midoi Vad, U'michnasei Vad, Yilbash Al Basarai. So the Gemara says, Al Basara, he already says, Al Basara. So all you have to say is, the Kohen should wear the Midoi Vad, or Michnasei Vad, Al Basara. It says, you should put on the clothing, the shirt, and the pants, Al Basara, on his flesh. Why does it have to say Yilbash? Ma Tamad Loime Yilbash, why does it have to again say he should put on the pants? It already said, you put on the shirt, and then the pants should go on his clothes, on his flesh. Why does that have to say, and he should wear the pants? And it says the Gemara, Lahavi, this you should wear is going on something else. Lahavi mitznefes va'avnet, that he has to wear the hat and the belt, laharoma sadeshen. When he's going to take away the ashes, clear off the ashes, he has to put on, any Kohen that's going to clear away the ashes, it's not sufficient that he wears, let's say, just his shirt and his pants, he has to put on his hat and his belt as well. In other words, the haroma sadashin, clearing away the ashes in the morning, is also a bona fide avodah that need all four begodim for a Kohen hadid. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Dai says, no, you know what the pasuk is telling us? Lahavi bigdei kohen gadol b'yom kippurim shehein ksherim l'kohen hedyit. This is indicating that since we're talking about the four begadim over here, this extra pasuk, this extra word of yilbash, he shall wear, is trying to indicate that the clothing that a kohen gadol wears on one yom kippur is permissible for a Kohen Hedyit to wear it all year round. Because what does the Kohen Gadol wear on Yom Kippur? The four begadim. The Ksaines, the Mechnasayim, the Mitznefes, and the Avnei, which are the four begadim that a Kohen Hedyit wears all year round. So in other words, if the Kohen Gadol wore these four begadim, right, and then they say they want to auction it off for a Kohen Gadol, to a Kohen Hedyit to be able to wear that, right, he's allowed to wear it on a different day of the year. That's what the pasuk is telling us. That's what Rav Daisa says. Rabbi Yaimer says, Rabbi, shtei tshuvas bedavar, I have two questions on you. Chada. First of all, da avneite shel kohen gadol b'yom kippurim loizu avneite shel kohen hedyit. First of all, the kohen gadol's belt on Yom Kippur was made out of linen. So what do you tell me that the Kohen Hedyit could wear those clothing from the Kohen Gadol of Yom Kippur during the whole year round? What's the avnei, the belt made out of all year round for a Kohen Hedyit, says Rebbe? Made out of Klayim. So that doesn't make any sense what you're saying, that you're allowed to wear, the Pasuk is telling me he's allowed to wear the four begadim. It's a different material, the belt. That can't work. That's Rebbe's first argument. So here you see again, Rebbe's of the opinion that a Kohen Hedyit wears a belt made out of Klayim all year round. That's argument number one. Void, and another argument, begodim shenishtamshesa bohen kedusha chamura. clothing that was served and were used on a very on a very holy day of Yom Kippur, in a Kedusha Chamura, a stringent the day of holiness, Teshamish Bahen Kedusha Kala, could you wear it just on an ordinary day? He says, I disagree with that point also. So then, Rebbe, so what do you do with that pasuk? It says Yilbash to indicate something else. Elamat Elamalima Yilbash. Why does the pasuk say an extra word of he should clothe himself? L'rabbeis es hashchokin. In other words, this is coming to include that even clothing that he wore one time are allowed to be reused. Rashi and Tosis both point out that we know that in the Beis Hamikdash particularly, and certainly in Yom Kippurim also, the clothing of a Kohen Gadol were l'chavayd u'l'sifaris. It had to be respectful, it had to be a splendor, and therefore if an article of clothing was ripped at all, if it didn't fit perfectly, it was puzzle. It had to be meticulous. The Kohen Gadol had to look perfect. He had to be immaculately dressed with these clothing. That's why it says even if there was a stain on it, it's invalid. So you might, and that's why if it's ripped, it's invalid. So you might think that even if he had worn it once, maybe he's not allowed to wear it again. Right? Same thing, the president, right? The tie that he wears once, I think he doesn't wear anymore. Is that true? Does we reuse ties? Yeah. And I thought he was chash. Okay. Right? But imagine someone of royalty, right? He wears once for a special day, wear an article of clothing, he's not going to wear that again. Right? So the Kohen Gadol, once he wore these begonim, maybe he shouldn't wear it again. Kamash mil and yilbash, no, if they're still okay and they're still intact, they look fine, he's allowed to wear it again. There's a concept, by the way, from the Gemara in Zvachim, it's brought in a few places. The reason that we use very fancy clothing or fancy kelim in the Beis Hamikdash was ein anius b'makam ashiris. It's a big cloud. The Chassidish Rebbe's hold like this also. Ein anius b'makam ashiris. And it's, you can't show signs of poverty when you're in the king's palace. B'makam ashiris. This is you're in the king's palace, okay? You're serving the king. You don't have, it's a little ripped, it's okay, it's a little stained. It's alright, no, we'll see. No. Ein anius, you wear special clothing, you use gold kalem. Ein anius b'makam ashiris. So here, Kamash Balam, the rabbis Ashkokin, even if though they were once worn, you're allowed to wear it again. The Gemara concludes, Vazir Abdesa La Taimei Rabdesa goes according to his opinion to Tanya. We learned in the Braisa, Vihinicham Sham. The Pasuk says that after you wear the clothing, by the big day, Yom HaKippurim, it says, Ufashat as big day Abod, he takes off the linen clothing, Ashalovash Bavoy Al HaKodesh, that he wore when he went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Vihinichom Sham, and he places them there. What do you learn from that pasuk? Says the Rav Daisa, Malamish Shetu'unin, says the Tanakhama, Malamish Shetu'unin Geniza. The first opinion holds that every article of clothing, namely the four that he wore in Yom Kippur, may never be used again. You use them once, and then you put them in Geniza. You bury them. Rav Daisai, no. It just means Shleishtamish Ben Yom HaKippurim Acher. You're allowed to circulate them into using them again. A Kohen Hedik used them again for them. You're not allowed to use them again on Yom HaKippurim. But the clothing himself you could wear. So therefore Rav Daisai holds that the extra Pasuk Yilbash tells me that the Kohen Gadol's clothing is allowed to be worn for Kohen Hedik. Rebbe says that can't be because the belt is made out of a different material. So here we see clearly that the Rebbe is the opinion made out of different material. That takes us back to Amar Aleph, that the first terrace we said, how are you machanech the new Kohen Gadol to be a Kohen Gadol and the status of Kohen Gadol? So we said, one opinion was you put on the new belt. That only works if you say that, like Rebbe, that the belt of all year round was Kalayim, and now in Yom Kippur it's non-Kalayim, that works to make a distinction. But if not, how does that work? So we had two terutzim. Abaye says you put on the eighth and he turns over a limb. Rapapa says, the avaydosoi mechanchosoi.
I just had a question. Why don't you say, Malam Bekadosh Vein Marid? So in other words, how can you use the begadim of the Kohen wore on Yom Kippur and then recirculate?
So that's Rebbe's Taina. Something that was used Kedusha Chamura, how could you use Kedusha Kal? Yeah, that was the second argument. Yeah. The first argument is that the Avanade is not the same. But the second argument is that you can't use it from Kedusha Kal and you're going to...